August 16th is National Can It Forward Day. Join Hugh Atchison and Grow NYC at the Brooklyn Borough Hall Farmers Market for some tips and techniques on how to make the most of this year's canning season. We got on the line with the chef earlier this week to get a sneak peek at the day's events and some of his top tips for making your canning season the best yet. Take a listen. Hey, Hugh, how are you?
I'm good, Erin. How are you?
I am doing well. Thank you for making some time to chat with us.
Easily done.
Good, good. Well, let's jump right in. How did you get involved with Can It Forward?
You know, I've been doing some work off and on for Jardin Home Brands and Ball Jars, and I'm very much into pickling. We just published a pickle cookbook called Pick a Pickle about 6 months ago, and I actually helped out with last year's Can It Forward Day and did a little demo. But this year, I'm kind of headlining the whole thing.
Exciting. So what are we going to see you demoing if we are in New York down at the Borough Hall?
We are going to do some dilly tomatoes. Those are pickled in a shallot and bay leaf and fresh dill and mustard seed brine with cider vinegar and a little bit of sugar and red chili flakes. And we're going to take those. Some of the importance that I want to show is how do you take a larder of pickles and turn them into a meal. So I'm going to turn them into a wheat berry salad with those pickled dilly tomatoes. And then we're going to do a chopped salad with green goddess dressing and dilly tomatoes again in that and a bunch of dill pickles and things like that. And then we're going to make Bloody Marys because Bloody Marys are like the vehicle for all pickles.
So canning is really experiencing a resurgence. I mean, I'm wondering if you have any sense of why people are kind of getting back into it.
You know, to me, just the whole artisan movement of getting back to food, as that sort of spreads around the country, which it has beautifully done in the last 10 years, it's time to get people cooking in kitchens more at home. And I think pickling's kind of like the gateway to cooking again, because it's kind of all-encompassing, but it's actually simple to do. But it really gets you to sort of revel in seasonality. I think it makes you understand food that much more, and it brings you back to something that people have done for hundreds and hundreds of years to really get yourself back into food again.
Yeah, so I feel like a lot of times people are scared of pickling or scared of canning. Is that just a misconception? Are there canning myths that you can debunk for us?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's important to make sure that we understand that, unfortunately, Americans have been taught to be terrified of cooking in general, whether it be because of high-end chefs and fancy chef coats with fancy knives and fancy stoves have made cooking sort of less achievable to them, or it's the fact that, you know, food scientists and safety people and nutritionists are saying, oh, don't do that, don't eat fermented things. I think we're finally realizing that it's actually not that difficult to do. And it's not that difficult a process to wrap your head around the idea of sterilizing a jar and then packing food into it and having it sit on a shelf safely for your later consumption. You want to be canning things that you know are going to be safe or adjusting acidity levels with citric acid or something like that to make sure that you're canning tomatoes, that you've got a safe product at the end.
Yeah. So, I guess I feel like I would suggest people organizing a canning meetup or a canning club, kind of share the wealth, and then also having a few people to bounce off ideas. But ultimately, it sounds like we can pretty much just follow a recipe.
Yeah, you can always follow a recipe. I mean, that's how I started canning. You know, when I was 16 and getting into cooking and reading Fanny Farmer, I mean, those are quintessential recipes for canning. The old Ball Blue book is just such a great, amazing text on canning. Some of the old Southern cookbooks that we have really get into canning a fair bit and really remind us of the great sort of Southern lore of canning.
Final question, what recommendations for just like the first starting point? If I'm like a novice to canning, I want to come in, I want to do something that's like simple and straightforward that I'm going to get to enjoy throughout the year. Is there a starting spot that you'd recommend?
Make a bread and butter pickle because you can adjust it to your what you like as the amount of sugar in there and really balance it out. Make it not so sweet if you like that or a little sweeter if you like that. And, you know, they're just amazingly useful in the kitchen. That or a really simple dill pickle is great because then you can puree it, make a dill pickle vinaigrette. You can chop it up and garnish things. It goes on a sandwich. It goes on a burger. So you just want to find something that you're comfortable with that gets you into the idea of canning and pickling.
Awesome. Well, Hugh, thank you so much for taking some time out to give us the rundown, and we look forward to seeing you on the 16th.
Good, good. I'll be there.
Awesome. So once again, mark your calendars for August 16th. If you're not in the Brooklyn or New York area, you can tune in via live webcast by visiting www.freshpreserving.com. For Heritage Radio Network, this is Erin Fairbanks.